The following program is made possible with support from the Center for Dermatology, Cosmetic, and Laser Surgery in Mount Kisco. Let Dr. David Bank recapture your youthful look. Visit thecenterforderm.com. You'll be happy you did. Welcome to Shine On, the health and happiness show with Casey and Ella's Leash production. This is a weekly presentation with guests, ideas, information, and fun designed to improve your life from 100.7 WHUD.
Hi, it's Casey. You are about to meet wonderful people who are filled with love and life and the spirit of giving. And we may take care of some of your holiday shopping, too, with Kathy and Glenn from Hudson Valley Skincare. Farm-to-face products that are healthy, natural, and nurturing, and they'll send them anywhere you want, all over the world. That's coming up. First, we're going to McDonald's. Or at least we're going to find out where the McDonald's fortune went, and you will be delightfully surprised, I bet. Meet Lisa Napoli, New Yorker, writer, radio lady. She saw a peace statue in Santa Monica, and under closer inspection discovered the statue was made possible due to the kindness and generosity of Joan Kroc, the wife of the man who started McDonald's. Lisa Napoli spent the next several years researching and writing a love life story. Ray and Joan, the man who made the McDonald's fortune and the woman who gave it all away, Joan Kroc.
She was from a very poor family. She worked three jobs as a young woman to help her own family, her young family, to make ends meet. She was a very skilled pianist. So she was an organ player, a pianist. She played on local television. She was quite beautiful back in the day when they would hire local talent to play in the musical breaks on TV or in the background of local shows, back when most shows were local. And she was just a very passionate and dedicated and hardworking person. And circumstance had it that she met Ray, because Ray walked in to sell her boss at this restaurant where she was playing organ, a franchise to McDonald's, and their eyes met. They met, they connected, and 12 years later, after much had happened, they finally married. He was much older. But the idea that she was such a fiery personality and so passionate and felt this stewardship of the fortune that she inherited just kept bringing me back time and time again. What a wonderful person who I wanted to celebrate, because she wasn't a Mother Teresa either. She wasn't this just do-gooding person. She was very dimensional. She spent money wildly on herself, on others, but she also gave so wildly too. So I just really fell in love with her character.
And how did she come to send a peace statue to California?
She had been, in the 80s, a big peace activist, a big no-nukes activist. She'd taken out full-page ads in newspapers decrying the nuclear arms race, which got her a lot of criticism. People called her a McNutt. And she was dedicated to the cause, and because of that, she would go to hear people speak about it. And she went to a speech at the San Diego Press Club where the late Pulitzer Prize-winning artist, editorial illustrator Paul Conrad, had gone to give a talk, and she loved what he said, and her friend who'd brought her took him up afterwards to meet him. And, you know, next thing you know, she's inviting Paul Conrad and his wife Kay on a yacht trip just to go on vacation and chat, because she wanted to be around them more. There were several other couples on the boat. And while they were playing piano together, he said, you know, I've always wanted to make this nuclear mushroom cloud, and he sketched it out into a sculpture. And she said, how much would it cost? And he said, about $250,000. And then all of a sudden, he got the money to build the sculpture. And it's an enduring sculpture. They preserved it in the end, and it's still in Santa Monica. And hopefully my book will drive people to go see it, because it's quite an amazing work. I've driven by it before and never really paid attention to it. So I'm always grateful to it, because it launched me on this trail. It consumed the last 5 years of my life in a way that was really enriching.
That's great. And at the end of the book, there's page after page after page after page of all the fantastic donations she made during her life, and some gifts that were announced after her death.
Yes.
Amazing.
Yes. And I'm sure now that this book will come out, that people are going to come forward and tell me things that she subsidized that I had no idea about. Because no one's ever put together a list like that before, because it's been a very hard thing to compile. but I worked really hard to be as accurate as I could and as comprehensive as I could. It's much longer in online than it is even printed in the book. I published it online too because I just wanted to show the breadth of her interests, and you can see her evolving from when she supported alcoholism education because of her husband's problems, and how that morphed and changed into the peace movement and flood relief and other things. She funded the Democratic Party for $1 million early on after Ray died in 84, and just on and on and on, and such wide-ranging compassion and interests that she had.
So let me ask you this. I mean, this is, you have been on a very personal journey with Ray and Joan, especially Joan. Do you feel that, you know, there's any maybe, that there could possibly be some little spark of her spirit that's nudging you on to tell this story?
Oh, yes, that is not kooky at all. I have felt that every single day. And whenever I hit a huge obstacle, and there were many huge obstacles, including the fact that the family was initially very resistant to talking to me. McDonald's didn't want to help me in any way and didn't. I just kept saying I could just stop this project. Nobody's asking me to do it. But I never did because I wanted to honor Joan. And at this stage in my life, I just feel really committed to doing something that's useful for the world and helpful, and my, it manifests itself right now in telling the story of Joan. I thought it was so important that people knew how she got to be where she was and who she was, because it's easy to just say McDonald's is bad and it's fast food, and I don't love McDonald's. I don't go eat there. But what I love is that this is a very nuanced story about something that you may know about in society, McDonald's, most people do, and this hidden part of it that people don't know that had to do with this really strong woman. So absolutely not kooky at all.
Good, good, good.
Totally what motivated me every day.
And it gives us something to love about McDonald's. You know, it really does. It gives us something to love about McDonald's. If you happen to be a health nut, you know, and you're not crazy about the food, you can love this part of the story. It's definitely lovable. Now, does she have any living relatives?
She has a daughter, and that daughter has four daughters, so four granddaughters who have many offspring themselves. And most of the money was given away. They got some tiny sliver of it, but most of it was given to charity when she died. She didn't put it in an estate or a trust so that it would keep giving over time. She just literally just fire sale, gave it all away. So it's a pretty incredible story. And I'd never got a really great sense about how they felt about that, whether they were disappointed about that, because I was so busy talking to them about their resistance to my investigating their grandmother's life, shall we say.
Wow.
But they weren't hurt. They're not hurting. They weren't
hurting. Okay, good. You know, I wanted to know how to ask that delicately, but I'm glad they're okay.
She did what, but you know, we hear about Warren Buffett, right? Mm-hmm. Warren Buffett and Gates both pledged to give away their fortunes and not to disable their families. I mean, it's not like they're going to let their kids be destitute.
Right.
That's the same sort of thing here, but Joan did it first.
She did it first. She did it first. The book is Ray and Joan by Lisa Napoli. Pick it up and enjoy. I'm sure you will. It'll make you feel really good about the giving spirit, and we could sure use a lot of that these days. Is there any one particular part of her story that stays with you, Lisa, that you think of from time to time?
I think all the time of what it must have been like to be sitting around knowing that you were dying and having to survey what you had and where it had to go. And the fact that she wanted to put on her jewels one last time before she figured out who got them. I mean, how can you not think about someone that way, that image? You know, she's frail, she's deteriorating, and she's looking at what she's got and how to leave it. And that's really intense.
I love them both. Joan Kroc, the woman who gave away the McDonald's fortune, and Lisa Napoli, the woman who tells the tale so beautifully in the book Ray and Joan. Visit lisanapoli.com and let me know if you'd like a copy of the book. I have one to share. Hi, it's Casey, and this is Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, brought to you by Dr. David Bank at the Center for Dermatology, Cosmetic, and Laser Surgery in Mount Kisco. Visit thecenterforderm.com. You'll be glad you did. Speaking of dermatology, you're going to meet a couple of skin scientists coming up. But first, I want to remind you, we have our Shine On, the Health and Happiness Holiday Expo, next Sunday, December 11th, at Mount Carmel Hall in Verplank. Get details at kcradio.com. And imagine if we could spend a whole weekend together. Shine On, the Glass House Retreat, is happening for a weekend in February at the Hudson House Inn in Cold Spring, New York. Want to join us? It's going to be a good time. Find more at kcradio.com. Now, I have found something wonderful for my skin and yours, and I wanted to investigate to make sure it's the real deal, and by golly, it is. Meet Kathy and Glenn Arpino. They own Dermasaves Labs in Dutchess County, and their new baby is Hudson Valley Skincare. Skin and hair care products, handmade in small batches here in the Hudson Valley. Lotions and sprays and oils and soaps and butters and foot creams. Good stuff. Kathy and Glenn have decades of experience between them, having worked for Estee Lauder, Shiseido, and Coty. Kathy is also a nurse, so she brings a special understanding to using natural products. When did their story begin?
Glenn, you could take that one.
We're married, 22 years we're married.
Do you remember how you met? Of course
yes,
you did.
It was a blind date, my only blind date. So that was way back when I was working for a dermatologist at the time in skincare. That's how we kind of met, because we had the same people in the industry that knew me and knew her. So this one girl, who was my brother's friend, who's also in the industry, called me to say, oh, you know, this girl wants to meet you, which was a total lie. And when I called her, we met, and we had a lot of the same interests.
To make a long story short, I felt sorry for him, and I still do. So here we are.
I got to tell you guys something. I met my husband on a blind date, too.
Oh, that's funny.
Isn't that great?
See, there's a lesson in this. Listen to other people.
How long are you married?
Just 8 years.
Nice. So you're newlyweds.
Yeah, we're newlyweds, but I got started late in life.
Yeah,
but,
me too. Okay.
But I love it. I love it. Yeah, so it is a lesson, you know, ring them bells. Say yes to things.
Absolutely.
That's right.
So basically what happened was, you know, after being together for so long, I decided to start my own business. At that time, roughly about 4 or 5 years ago, Kathy says to me, oh, I want to start a natural skincare line. I'm like, are you crazy? You're going to work more, and which is true.
It wasn't impulsive. I've been a skincare chemist since the 1980s. I worked for quite a few big companies. So this was kind of a long time coming. I've already done this before. So we just decided to start our own thing.
Yeah, but Hudson Valley Skincare, this is really different. Yep. Kathy, what made you want to do this for yourself? Were you concerned about chemicals and products and things like that?
Well, I've always been very concerned, and I was trained. I worked for the Estee Lauder companies. I was in the group Origins, and they were focused on natural skincare products in the early 80s. So I kind of grew up with this concept. As a young person, I was exposed to, you know, this kind of thought process. And, you know, back then they were saying this is a direction we're going in. And I myself am very concerned about the food I eat and things like that. So it definitely is a natural offshoot for me to be involved in this.
So Hudson Valley Skincare, you know.
Very simple.
We're calling it farm to face.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about that. Where do you get your stuff?
Well, we get a lot of our raw materials from local suppliers. We get our goat's milk from the famous Coach Farm up in the Amenia area. They're known for their cheeses, and they're sold in restaurants all over the country. We get local oats from Wild High Farm. We get honey from local honey manufacturers. We get our beer from the Hyde Park Brewery. So we kind of try to tap into a lot of the ingredients we can use. Madava Farm, the makers of the Crown maple syrup. We use tons of their stuff. So, you know, we kind of just look and see what's around us and try to use it.
Wow, I hear a lot of these names during Hudson Valley Restaurant Week.
Yes, exactly. Yes, we're very aligned with the restaurant community because we're foodies.
Now, I'm going to put beer on my face?
Well, you can put, you know, there's a lot of raw materials that we ingest and that we use that are beneficial to our skin and hair. You know, beer has a lot of different things like hops and things like that, proteins that are very useful for your skin.
Wow.
And hair.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Glenn, I remember there was a time I and my girlfriends used to pour a can of beer on our
hands. Absolutely.
Make it shiny. Wait, we're not talking about those nights.
A lot of people do that. It's a good cream rinse, take out all the, you know, old conditioner and shampoo. That's definitely a thing that people do a lot of.
Yeah, and also my grandfather owned a Budweiser distributorship,
cool.
So we always had plenty of Bud
Lots
on
of
hand.
Beer.
Yeah, cool.
you know, I hear women, they're leaned in, they're saying, you know, natural skincare, Hudson Valley, this all sounds great. Is it going to take care of my wrinkles?
The thing is this, you know, we don't claim that kind of stuff because we would have to substantiate it. But we use raw materials in addition to local things imported from all over the world: argan oil, jojoba oil, shea butter. So we have very efficacious raw materials in our products. And are they going? You know, there's a lot more involved with curing your wrinkles.
I will say one thing: we do have another product line which is not related to Hudson Valley Skincare, but we also make an anti-aging product, and it's called Emerging. And it works on diminishing fine lines and wrinkles. It does work. And, you know, I know a lot of people want that at a certain age.
That's more of a high-tech product that we have that we do claim, you know, will work.
That's Emerging.
Right. Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm still Googling efficacious.
Right. Efficacious just means that, you know, the raw materials will provide some sort of benefit to your skin. So, you know.
Gotcha.
You know, the whole theory behind using natural products is because your skin is the largest organ of your body. So anything you put on your skin will get into your kidneys, your liver, your systemic system. So, you know, by putting things that aren't, that don't have a heavy chemical load, you will be putting less chemicals through your body.
Wow. You know, you said that just as I was squirting on some hand sanitizer.
Okay.
So I picked it up. There's something called tri...
Yeah, they're saying, you know, that's under the radar. You know, that's kind of a raw material.
Actually,
there's a lot of controversy around about it right now.
It's going to be taken out.
Yeah, a lot of people are... Yeah, I think the FDA might be taking it out of over-the-counters, and a lot of people are saying just not to use it.
Yep.
Wow.
You know, because it is basically an antibiotic that you're putting on your skin. You're killing the flora of, you know, the microbes on your hand, and you have the chance of having an overflow. Kind of like taking excessive antibiotics, that kind of theory.
All right, I'm putting this out of reach.
Yeah,
because I do it out of habit. Just wash your hands,
soap
people.
And water.
Got it.
And don't touch anything, that's all.
We're talking to Kathy and Glenn from Hudson Valley Skincare. Guys, I've been using everything in your line.
Oh, great.
But what really blows me away is how many products you have in your line.
And more. Started out with three, okay? My wife is crazy.
I'm crazy.
We're down over 150 SKUs now. I mean, it just started out with three things, and then all of a sudden...
And in January, we're doing a whole, like, kind of a natural makeup line to make things even more complicated.
More stuff coming out.
Wow. Guys, how do you balance this? This is an enormous business.
We don't. We're just
insane. We're here every day of the late four-day weekend.
Yep. We're flying to L.A. tomorrow to be on the Kathy Ireland Show. We're just insane.
Yep.
And I guess that's what you have to do. There has to be no balance for a while.
Exactly. When you have your own business, you just have to, you know, keep moving forward. There's no such thing as balance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a great big monster. You have to feed it.
You have to feed it. It's like having another child.
But you love it.
Absolutely. If we didn't love it, if you don't love something like this, you can't do it.
Right.
Yeah, just takes a tremendous amount of passion to do certain things.
The best thing is when the feedback comes from everyone that tries these products.
Yep.
Everyone loves it. It's like, wow, that gives us the incentive to keep doing it. Otherwise, we'd be like, all right, nobody likes it, so why are we doing it, you know?
Our biggest thing is that we really try to keep the prices low. They're very affordable. You know, both of us have worked in the industry. We see how much things are pumped up. You know, our lotions are $12 to $14. That's a very reasonable price.
Very.
And it's very important to us to keep it, you know, low.
That's just what I was going to say.
Yep.
I feel so good to use a product that is affordable. I know I'm not getting ripped off, and I know it has quality organic products from the Hudson Valley.
There you go.
Perfect.
Excellent. So I am so excited for you. I want everybody, if you get, you know, you got a holiday list, you can just cover most of it right here with Hudson Valley Skincare. What's your website?
HudsonValleySkincare.com.
Anything else our listeners need to know?
Well, you can call us, and we will make any type of customized basket for the holidays and ship it anywhere in the United States.
Oh, what's your number?
1-800-277-7099.
One more time.
1-800-277-7099.
Kathy, Glenn, it's so nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Continued success. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you.
Thank you, Casey. Have a great one.
Thank you. Bye.
It's a great holiday idea. Send a basket of Hudson Valley skincare to those you love, especially those who have moved away from our beautiful spot on this earth. HudsonValleySkincare.com. Now, you probably have some more holiday shopping to do, so join me for Shine On, the Health and Happiness Expo, next Sunday, December 11th at Mount Carmel Hall on 8th Street in Verplank. Live music, free refreshments, lots of wonderful vendors selling everything from essential oils to handmade crafts. Plus, you can have your cards read or your hand analyzed. Remember Irina? Lunch will be available too, so plan on spending the day. For more, visit kcradio.com, and you'll find out about our Shine On weekend coming up in February at Cold Spring there too. We'll be right back with our weekly thought.
You're listening to Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show with Casey on 100.7 WHUD. Find out more and listen to previously broadcast shows online at kcradio.com.
Ladies, you know how good it feels to catch a glimpse of your own reflection and smile back at it. Dr. David Bank at the Center for Dermatology, Cosmetic, and Laser Surgery in Mount Kisco can help refresh your reflection naturally. Long-lasting Thermage uses radio frequency to strengthen your skin. Thermage can help you regain a youthful contouring of your cheekbones and jaw. It works great on stretch marks and on your legs and around your knees, too. A Fraxel laser treatment pinpoints sunspots, scars, and wrinkles, and stimulates your own natural collagen. Fraxel can help change damaged skin into glowing, healthy skin. Ladies, in less time than a yoga class or a mani-pedi, you can renew and rejuvenate your skin and smile back at your reflection. Take the first step today. Call Dr. David Bank at the Center for Dermatology in Mount Kisco. Here's the number, 914-241-3003. And visit thecenterforderm.com. You'll be happy you did.
In 1964, a gallon of milk cost 49 cents. A gallon of gasoline was only 30 cents, and 97% of all children with leukemia died. Times certainly have changed. Today, thanks in part to research funded by the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the 5-year survival rate for the most common childhood leukemia is more than 90%. We've also helped fund breakthrough treatments like targeted therapies and immunotherapy drugs. First approved by the FDA for blood cancers, these therapies are now showing promise for patients with other cancers as well. Funding more than 300 active research programs, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society needs your support to help fund the next breakthrough, or perhaps even a cure. Go to LLS.org or call 888-HELP-LLS. Go to LLS.org and help save lives, not someday, but today.
Hi, it's Casey, and today we met Glenn and Kathy from Hudson Valley Skincare with their farm-to-face natural products, who really offer a great product at a fair price. That's at the core of all they do and who they are. And we met Lisa Napoli. She wrote Ray and Joan, the story of the man who made the McDonald's fortune and the woman who gave it all away. And as we approach this crazy holiday season, when we may be tempted to overgive or overspend, it's healthy to take a break and steady yourself and always operate straight from the heart. The thought this week is from Wayne Dyer, who said, "When I chased after money, I never had enough. When I got my life on purpose and focused on giving of myself and everything that arrived into my life, then I was prosperous." See you next week.
You've been listening to Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show with Casey, an Ella's Leash production. The content of Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, is intended for general information purposes only. Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, is made possible with support from the Center for Dermatology, Cosmetic, and Laser Surgery in Mount Kisco. Let Dr. David Bank recapture your youthful look. Visit thecenterforderm.com. You'll be happy you did. You can listen to previously broadcast shows online at kcradio.com. Join Casey for another edition of Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, next Sunday morning from 100.7 WHUD.